Praise Jesus is not just the name of this podcast. I intend to speak of my love and trust in our Lord and Savior to teach, learn, glorify, and praise Jesus. My brothers and sisters, when I became a Christian just about 4 years ago, when I started to read the Bible, I simply read it. I somehow understood what God was revealing to me, and I felt as if my heart was a sponge of God's knowledge and love, and all the revelation I was reading just made sense to me. I don't think I could have explained it or really discussed it a lot, but I did have the start of a working relationship with God. That's how I think I would have explained it. I just started to look at a new book called How to Study the Bible, and it is written by Dwight L. Moody. And I looked at all the chapters, and I thought chapter 8 looked like something where I wanted to start. It's called Take Time and Study. And I just read this a few minutes ago, and I wanted to read it here. Parts of it, anyway. How to Study the Bible. Merely reading the Bible is not what God wants. Again and again, we are exhorted to search. We must study the Bible thoroughly and hunt through it, as it were, for some great truth. If a friend were to see me searching around the building and were to come up and say, "Hey, what are you looking for? Have you lost something?" I would answer, "No, I haven't lost anything. I'm not looking for anything particular." I suppose he would just leave me alone and think me very foolish. But if I were to say, "Yes, I have lost a dollar," then I might expect him to help me find it. Read the Bible, my friends, as if you were seeking for something of value. It is a good deal better to take a single chapter and spend a week on it than to read the Bible at random for a week. As Proverbs chapter 2 states, verses 1 through 5, "My son, if you will receive my words and treasure my commandments within you, make your ear attentive to my wisdom. Incline your heart to understanding. For if you cry for discernment, lift your voice for understanding. If you seek her as silver and search for her as for hidden treasures, then you will discern the fear of the Lord and discover the knowledge of God." There was a time when I used to read a certain number of chapters a day, and if I did not get through my usual quantity, I thought I was getting old or backsliding. But if a man had asked me 2 hours later what I had read, I could not tell him. I had forgotten nearly all of it. Moody then tells a story and says, "I read to meet my requirements and not to grow closer to God." He then talks about what he has seen in Bible studies today. Men and women sit around and read a little book and then say, "What do you think?" Then they ask the next person, "What do you think?" At the end, you know what everyone thinks, but no one knows what God says. Too often we start and end with our opinions instead of the Word of God. Today, as I'm reading the Bible on January 12, 2022, Happy New Year, by the way, I decided to read one chapter of the book of Genesis every week. So that's 50 chapters for 50 weeks. Right now, I'm in chapter 2. And you know, I wonder what my experience is going to be every day and every week and every chapter. But I'm really looking forward every day to read. I'm not looking for mid-December and thinking, wow, I just read Genesis, or being done with it. I set my intention before the new year thinking, God, I want to read your scripture. I want to read these words. I want to know you. And as Moody says, that I want to draw closer to you, God. That's what I want to do. I want to draw closer to God. Now, one of the best ways to get closer to God is to experience things, to experience life, to talk with people, to love other people, to listen to other people, and to think of how great God is in that type of relationship. But when I talk with my friends, Mike or Rick or Tony, for example, I get to know them by what they like, what they don't like, maybe even things that they joke about, which is okay. But when I read the scripture, especially right now as I'm reading Genesis, I'm learning about the creation of the heavens and the earth. And I'll read a little bit here. Genesis chapter 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And God said, "Let there be light." And there was evening and there was morning, the first day. And God said, "Let there be a vault between the waters to separate water from water." God called the vault sky. And there was evening and there was morning, the second day. And God said, "Let the water under the sky be gathered to one place, and let dry ground appear." God called the dry ground land, and he called the waters seas. Then God said, "Let the land produce vegetation, seed-bearing plants and trees." And there was evening and there was morning, the third day. And God said, "Let there be lights in the vault of the sky to separate the day from the night." God made two great lights, the greater light to govern the day, and the lesser light to govern the night. He also made the stars. And there was evening, and there was morning, the fourth day. And God said, "Let the water teem with living creatures, and let birds fly above the earth." And there was evening, and there was morning, the fifth day. And God said, "Let the land produce living creatures, livestock, the creatures that move along the ground, and the wild animals." Then God said, "Let us make mankind in our image." God saw all that he had made, and it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the sixth day. Genesis chapter 2, verses 2. By the seventh day, God had finished the work he had been doing. So on the seventh day, he rested from all his work. This is the account of the heavens and the earth when they were created, when the Lord God made the earth and the heavens. Those were just a few verses from Genesis chapter 1 and a few in the beginning of chapter 2. Okay, so I read these verses every day over and over, thinking of them and thinking about, what is God telling me? Well, God is telling me that he created everything. Yes. But what did he create? How did he do it? Well, he created these things out of nothing. There was nothing, and then he created something. If I were to build a bridge across a river, I would need different materials, metals and cement and wire and wood and nails, and then I could create a bridge. Or if I was to bake a cake, I need ingredients, milk, eggs, sugar, all that stuff. I can't just make a cake. I need ingredients and I need a recipe. But God just says, let there be light, and there was light. Let there be sky. Let there be stars and moon and sun. He made everything perfectly. Everything perfectly. In one of the verses, God says that he gives everything to man. Be fruitful and increase in number, he says. Fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky and over every living creature that moves on the ground. I was thinking, I don't know why he gave us the earth, the plants, the livestock. I don't know why, but maybe it's to show that we can't really take care of everything. We need him. We need him to help us and guide us, not just to be the tool, but to be our master, to be our director. I think about relationships that I have with my parents or my friends. I can't do it by myself. I don't know what words to think about. I don't know how to put the words in order. I need God to help me and to guide me in this world. Everything that he produces is perfect. I do think I am perfectly made because he made me perfect. So as I read these chapters, one chapter a week, maybe you can choose a book from the Bible. The Old Testament, the New Testament, the Gospels, Revelation, and just read one chapter a week. Go from 1 to 2 to 3. And ask God to reveal himself to you. Don't necessarily read between the words, but just say, God, as I'm reading, let me ponder your words. Let me think about you and ask you, what does this mean? How can I know you by understanding what you're telling me? It really is such a pleasure to read. And there's going to be things that we don't necessarily understand. And if we don't understand them, don't just turn the page. Continue to read them. If you don't know a word, look it up in the dictionary. If there's something that you're struggling with, ask a pastor. Ask someone who knows what it means. Ask a friend, what do you think this means? And why do you think you mean it? But then go back and pray about it. Oh, my brother said this passage is speaking about this and that. God, reveal to me if that is the truth. Not that your friend is lying or someone doesn't actually know what God is saying, but that's possibly true. If someone were to ask me to explain a verse or two, I might not know what it really means, but I would look at the Bible, look at the words that's being said. There's nothing hidden, there's no magic. It's there. We just have to let God reveal it to us. And when he reveals things to us, it's just amazing. It really is. And if you've ever experienced that, you know what I'm talking about. And I don't need to say another word about it. But if you've never felt that, if you've never experienced God revealing something to you while you're reading, that's okay. A question for you is, do you want him to reveal himself to you? Do you want him to reveal himself to you? And pray before you read, God, please reveal yourself to me. And concentrate on these words. If it helps to put on some classical studying music or something, okay. If you need something quiet, okay. If you're able to go outside and be in the world that God created, that's good too. But the Bible is life. And it's like a key to reveal, open up that door and let God reveal himself to you. And pray about it. And pray often about it. And praying isn't just starting with Heavenly Father and ending with Amen. Praying is thinking, talking out loud if you need to. Sometimes I think I'm praying, in a way, when I'm recording these messages. I didn't make notes on anything I'm saying right now, because I prayed before I started the podcast and said, God, reveal yourself. And these words might be hitting your heart differently than someone else. But God knows you, and God knows me, and God knows the person in the country to your north and to your south. And that's a cool thing to know, that he knows us. So he's going to reveal himself to us, possibly in a very personal way, in a way that we understand, in a way that will help us to know him, because he wants us to know him. I'll end with what I started with before in this podcast, because I think it's important for me to say it and repeat it, because I'm doing this podcast first for God, and then for my brothers and sisters, and of course for myself, to be closer to God. I hope that you start to read something from the Bible, one chapter a week, and learn about God, focusing on Him in your daily life. And as always, I put my email address in the show notes below, and I would love to hear from you. I love you all. Praise Jesus is not just the name of this podcast. I intend to speak of my love and trust in our Lord and Savior, to teach, learn, glorify, and praise Jesus.